Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
George Norrie with you, Michael Rampino with us. Michael, what got you involved in all of this? This is great work.
Well, what got me involved in the geology and the study of the Earth in general was when I was 7 years old, they took me to the Museum of Natural History in Manhattan, and I saw, you know, the dinosaurs, and I saw the meteorites, and I saw the gems and minerals, and I said, hey, this is for me. You know, I want to know more about this stuff, and I stuck with it over the years, and it's worked out pretty well.
Did the asteroid that hit the Earth 60-some million years ago that wiped out the dinosaurs allow us as human beings to evolve?
Yes, well, it was important because the dinosaurs were dominant on the Earth 66 million years ago, and the mammals, the small mammals that were our ancestors, were living along with the dinosaurs, but they were just small, tiny rat-like, mouse-like animals. And it wasn't until the dinosaurs were taken out of the picture that those little mammals got a chance to evolve into all the present-day mammals we have today in the world, including primates, including us. So we can thank that asteroid 66 million years ago for for humanity. We wouldn't be here today if that asteroid had missed the Earth.
Roughly how many asteroids are considered near misses that buzz by us every year?
Well, I think every year there's around 50.
Wow.
Yeah.
That are close enough to hit us if something goes awry?
Could be, yes. Most of them pass by closer than the moon, right? So they're pretty close to the Earth, but there's still a rather wide range there. So nothing that we know of now that we've predicted the orbits for is on a collision course with the Earth. But, you know, sometimes things pop out of nowhere and are on strange orbits, and you never know when an impact might take place.
Michael, what about volcanoes? How dangerous are they to us?
Well, the volcanoes are, most of them are dangerous for local and regional areas, right? If you're near the volcano and it's an explosive volcano that erupts, there's going to be damage and there's going to be a loss of life in the area of the volcano. But if the volcano is big enough, an explosive volcano is large enough, what we call super volcanoes, then they can put so much material up into the atmosphere. That's the problem. When they explode, a lot of fine dust and droplets of sulfuric acid go up into the upper atmosphere, and they cut out some of the sunlight that will be coming and warming the planet. And so we, after historical eruptions, you know, we've seen coolings lasting for a couple, 2 or 3 years after those eruptions. And when we do the calculations of what the cooling would be after a super eruption, which might last for several years, it would be enough to cause what we call a volcanic winter. And what that means is that the Earth would become so cool, so cold, that you probably lose a couple of growing seasons. And if that happened, there'd be mass starvation. And so that's a kind of civilization, not a mass extinction volcanic eruption, but it would certainly threaten civilization if you're going to lose a couple of growing seasons. We don't have a backup of enough grain to get us through that kind of situation on a global basis. And so there would be a lot of trouble for the civilized world to get through that.
In Italy, in October 79 AD, Mount Vesuvius erupted, killing up to 3,500 people. They say maybe up to 16,000. They're not sure. Did those poor people have any notice at all, Michael?
No. That eruption, there were really no precursors that suggested that there was going to be an eruption. And so the eruption started in the morning, And it just went from there. And so there was really no real warning for the people in that area to try to get away. They were trying to get away during the eruption, but then, as you said, there was a lot of loss of life, and those cities of Pompeii and Herculaneum were destroyed by the pyroclastic flows from that big eruption.
What causes a volcano to erupt? What builds up?
Well, there's, you know, these magmas that are inside the Earth are charged with gas. There's a lot of gas, CO2 and water vapor dissolved in these magmas. And as they come to the surface, that gas can be released. And it can be released explosively if the magma comes to the surface fast enough. And so that will cause an explosion. And the magma doesn't come out as a lava flow. It comes out as particles, as pieces of pumice and fine ash and stuff. That's what's produced by an explosive volcanic eruption. And as I say, they're very hard to predict. And sometimes there's some precursory activity that allows you to say, well, there might be a big eruption coming, so maybe we better get people out of there. But very often, there's not much precursory activity that tells you very much until the actual eruption.
What would you say, Michael, might be the biggest dangers to us on this planet now?
The biggest dangers? Well, I mean, of course, an asteroid impact would be the ultimate danger, but they don't happen that often. In the last really big one, it was 66 million years ago. That was the one that wiped out the dinosaurs. There have been some smaller ones since then, but so it's a rare event, which has a very big effect. And the same thing is true with super volcanoes. They don't happen. They happen maybe once every 50,000 years. So they're relatively rare events. I'd say one of the biggest problems we have today in terms of sort of an existential problem for us is climate change. You know, people have kind of ignored it or tried to ignore it for a number of years, but just look at what's happening this year. You can't ignore it anymore. You can't ignore the fires. You can't ignore the droughts. You can't ignore the super high temperatures. You can't ignore the very warm ocean temperatures that are going to wipe out the coral reefs. I mean, as you said earlier, it seems to be happening so fast, and I think it's because we hit a tipping point. Things were changing slowly, and then we hit a point where things started to change really fast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
In theory, if it's man-caused, it should get worse and worse and worse from here on in, right?
Well, as long as we're continuing to put...
If we keep doing what we're doing.
Yes. If we stop tomorrow burning fossil fuels, eventually it would start to get cooler. It wouldn't happen right away. But as long as we continue to put greenhouse gas, then I can't see us really cutting that down on a short-term basis. It's just going to get warmer.
Now, what's your definition of a greenhouse gas?
Well, it's the gas. There are a few gases which are greenhouse gases. CO2, for example, carbon dioxide, methane is a greenhouse gas. And what they do is they allow sunlight to come through the atmosphere and warm up the ground, and then the ground warms up and then warms up the atmosphere, and the heat that's coming out to warm up the atmosphere is trapped by the greenhouse gases.
I had heard that we had high carbon dioxide levels lots of years ago, many years ago. Is that true?
Oh, yeah, sure. 100 million years ago, CO2 was very, very high, and the planet was warm. But those changes took place over millions of years, slowly, gradually. The problem with what's happening now is it's happening, you know, over decades, and ecosystems, you know, life on Earth can adapt to changes that are happening that fast.
What's happening with the sea life right now? Sea life, fish.
Well, if the temperatures in the ocean off of Florida are 100 degrees, that's reaching the limit of where lots of sea life can survive.
That's like
and
cooking
coral,
the fish in the ocean.
Coral reefs are dying, and once they die and the temperatures remain 100 degrees in the water, they're not coming back. And so that's a big, you know, potential, very, very major problem.
What's a normal temperature for the ocean?
In the summer?
Yeah.
maybe 80 degrees, something like that.
So it's 20 degrees hotter right now. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, maybe in a few years, it'll be even hotter than that.
If we have cycles of winters, we could have a bad winter, though, right? Like you said.
Yeah, there's no guarantee that the winters are going to be any milder. It's the summer season that's the critical one.
And we've got another month of that, at least, don't we?
I'm sorry?
We have at least another month of that.
July was the hottest July on record, and I don't see why August wouldn't end up being the hottest August on record as well. You know, I can make that prediction, I think, pretty safely.
Well, if this is caused by mankind, we're not going to change what we do any day quicker. So what happens?
Right. What happens?
Yeah.
Well, it'll just continue to get warmer. The more of these gases we put into the atmosphere, the warmer it'll get. So, in San Antonio, it's 110 degrees, and, you know, here maybe it's 120 degrees, 130 degrees.
In theory, Michael, should it get worse next summer if things just stay the same?
I would say probably, since we're still putting more of the greenhouse gases into the atmosphere, we might expect it to be even warmer next summer.
Now, what happens if it's dramatically less? Then what do you say?
Well, you know, there's always variability from year to year. But as I said, if you go back the last 20, 30 years, every year has been hotter than the year before. So there's a trend of warmer and warmer temperatures. And so this last couple of years, we've apparently hit a spot where we're seeing these very elevated temperatures. And as I say, this may just be a tipping point that we've reached. It's gotten warm enough so that there's so much extra heat in the atmosphere that we're seeing these very, very high temperatures across the whole world, essentially.
That's what really baffles me, Michael. This is not just a United States or a North American problem. This is worldwide right now. I mean, Greece is on fire. Everything's going crazy.
Well, the CO2 we put in the atmosphere is mixed into the atmosphere, goes everywhere. So we're putting CO2 in. China is, you know, every country that's burning fossil fuels is adding to the CO2 of the atmosphere. That carbon dioxide is mixed around throughout the atmosphere. And so, you know, you should see a fairly uniform warming.
I did not hear any meteorologists last year predicting this kind of weather this summer. Did you?
I don't think they predicted these kinds of temperatures, but I have a feeling they'll be predicting them for next year.
It'll be much easier to predict, that's for sure, sadly. Back to the asteroids for a moment. When you look at the moon, it's shattered with all kinds of asteroid holes and craters and things like that.
Yes.
If you dried out the planet Earth, the oceans and the vegetation, would we look the same?
No, because we've been hit by the same number of things. So there would be the same number of craters on the Earth, except that on the Earth, there's erosion and there's volcanism and there are all kinds of things that would tend to erase the craters. And so there are about 200 known, verified impact craters on the Earth, and we find a couple more every year. They're hard to find because they get buried, they get erased. But if there was no erosion on the Earth, if there was no geological activity, it would look like the moon.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.